Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. It's the Block Report with Tafar IXL, and we're on the air live and popping. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to play the intro music so we can intro the show properly. It's a Wisdom Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the Flint water crisis, plus we'll be doing our review of trending topics and such. The call-in number is 929-477-3093, and I'm your host, Tafar IXL, your gracious host. And on to Father XL on the Block Report, and we're going to get into it and get busy with it, okay? So call in. The number is 929-477-3093, and it's a Wisdom Wednesday show, and as I said, we'll go into some of the trending topics and the Flint water crisis. Let's get it on.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a fix. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police lying, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come a whole tour, laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderess. Police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting. Our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Brim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashed in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, the same or worse oppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love done packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and we still see no justice.
Blog Talk Radio, yeah, it's Tafar IXL, and we're on with the Block Report. And it's a Wisdom Wednesday show, and you know what we do on Wisdom Wednesday. So we definitely, we spit the we spit to you some wisdom quotes that we find. We go on the internet, all over the place. It may come from me personally, life stuff that I have, but of course, you know, we're all, as a person, you want to be continually trying to grow and continuing to seeking information wherever, and because there's information out there available to you that could definitely help you in your process and your growth process, and you can't be a closed-minded person where you just get set in your ways and comfortable with what you already know. You're to use what you already know to help you get what you want, but in order to be someone who is really going to achieve great success or achieve at least the best you, which is one of your achievements that you should be seeking for, to achieve the best you that there could possibly be, best version of yourself that could possibly be, you got to have an open mind and be willing to grow and to learn. And one of the things, I had a clip, I think I put it on the Block Report Facebook page. You should find it on Facebook.com, The Block Report. And you should find it there. It was a clip talking about how there's a difference between people who have a fixed mindset and people who don't have a fixed mindset. And the fixed mindset people, they don't tend to grow and they don't tend to really achieve much with their life, and they tend to become bitter and other things like that. Whereas a person with a different with the mindset that is not fixed, they love to grow, they love to be challenged, they love to learn, and those are the people that, you know, become rock stars and become superstars in this world. So that's one of the things you should know and really be looking for. So the call-in number is 929-477-3093. We want to hear from you. You know, I'd like to hear what some of you guys think about some of the stuff that we bring on the show, and like to hear your thoughts. It's a Wisdom Wednesday, which is also Hump Day, you know, so it's the middle of the week. And so now we want to help you ease and glide into your weekend mode. We will be on the air Friday at 12:30. That's our next show, and that will be our Forward Friday, Fresh and Fly Friday show, and all of that stuff. So we want you to join us, and we want you to keep tuning in and keep listening. Also, you can find me, Tafar IXL, on Instagram at Tafar IXL, TAFARIXL, and on Twitter at Tafar IXL, and also on iTunes. If you go to iTunes, you should find my single currently out right now, Paper Chasing, which was released under Sound Alive Records through Sony Distribution, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you very much. I'm also proud of what I'm doing here on the Block Report with the people that are listening and tuning in and checking out the show. And so we're doing all of these things here. So, yeah, so you can find the Paper Chasing on iTunes, and you can also find, where else? I'm all over the place. You know, also on ReverbNation.com at ReverbNation.com/TafarIXL. And if you go to ReverbNation.com and the Tafar IXL page, I want you to sign up with that mailing list. I want you to sign up with that mailing list so that I can send out to you, so you can get a personal email from me where you receive different songs, music, and joints that I have that's going on, and different information about stuff that I may have going on with videos coming out or whatever and such, and any performances and events and such like that. So I want you to go there. When you do go to ReverbNation.com/TafarIXL, I want you guys to sign up with that mailing list. Definitely do that. And if you go to iTunes, you can hear the song that I have, Paper Chasing, which is my fourth single that I released through iTunes and Amazon. So I've been doing this for a little while, but we want to get here now into Wisdom Wednesday, what I have for you on the Wisdom Wednesday. Remember, it is a Wisdom Wednesday, and also the call-in number is 929-477-3093. All right, let's get into it. We're about 10 minutes into the show, and here's Well, this is not so much wisdom, but this is a nice quote. Be better than yesterday. Be better than yourself than you were yesterday. Here's one. Dream well, dream big, plan well, work hard, smile always. All right. So these are good ones right here. Here's one. Being in a relationship just for the sake of being in a relationship is just plain crazy. So that's for some of you relationship folks out there. So, you know, it's like I actually posted something on the Block Report page. No, it wasn't the Block Report. It might be my own personal page, but I sent it to the Block Report page. And it's about how loneliness, people who experience loneliness, it can make you sick and stuff like that. So with this, we're talking about being in a relationship to just be in a relationship is plain crazy. What it also mentions is it's not good to just be with people that make you feel like you're alone or don't really boost up your spirits. Not that you want it. If you can't find anyone to help provide a positive mindset for you, then you have to build it for yourself. And that may be difficult. I mean, if you don't really already know how to do it. If you're already stuck in a doldrum or in a certain mindset where everything is negative, it could be very difficult to go ahead and build up this type of resistance and belief in yourself to see the positive. And a lot of people may go to religion and they want to say things like, let God do it or whatever, let go and let God. That's, to me, okay, whatever people want to believe, I don't knock religion, I also don't deal with religion, and I don't have anything to do with that. But the thing is, what I find is that a lot of people take the responsibility off of themselves and put it on an outside entity. And that's what phrases like that does. It takes everything off of you and just say, well, let something or other, whatever, handle the situation. And that can be a dangerous way to go about things. So I just dropped a few things. We just in that alone in a few minutes, we talked a lot of wisdom right there, and hopefully you can find some benefit in it for you. Here's one, let me see. Okay. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, which I believe he was an author or a painter. But here's one. It's about patience. Good things come to those who wait. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. And that's the whole thing, because, yes, it's hard to be patient and wait for your fruits to arrive, you know, because people get anxious and they get a certain kind of way and, you know, they can't wait. You know, a lot of times what people go through is a feeling of a want for instant gratification. Even if you're someone who's not really in a deep desire for instant gratification, but when you put your work in and you make your efforts, you want to see some results come back from it right away and soon, you know, because you want to bask in the glow of the fruits of your efforts. But sometimes, what happens is that it takes a little bit more time for it to develop. But if you keep tending to it and keep working on it, it should develop and bloom very nicely. And so that's just the kind of thing, you know, you just got to have that in your mind when you're out there and you're grinding and you're doing what you're doing and such, you know. And so, you know, for instance, just like the way when I went with the music, you know, I basically did everything on my own at first just to launch myself into it. I didn't have any help from anybody. But when people saw me doing it, then it was other people that came around that wanted to assist and help in that process once they saw me doing it on my own. So sometimes you got to do things like that too. Sometimes help and assistance doesn't come from others until after they see you already can manage and get to a certain point and do things on your own. And sometimes it doesn't come at all, period. But that's why you got to be in another sense. You got to be in the kind of mindset where you just don't look to nobody to really go ahead and do no handouts or help you with nothing, because that shit don't really happen. And, you know, that's just what it is. So anyway, the caller number is 929-477-3093, and this is Tafar by XL on the Block Report. Now let's try to get into our trending topics for today, and then we're going to try to do this briefly, and then we're going to go into our topic, which is the Flint water crisis and some of the hearings and the updates. This is the first 15 minutes of the show we've already gone into. We have 30 more minutes left in the show, so we have plenty of time to get to that. So we're going to go ahead and get into the trending topics, and let's kick it with that. Let's see. Okay. Jason Bourne, teasers released for upcoming... Oh, we're doing entertainment right now for trending topics. Jason Bourne, teasers released for upcoming action film. The videos tease a full trailer set to be released on Thursday. The film, which stars Matt Damon, Alicia Vikander, Tommy Lee Jones, Vincent Cassel, and Julia Stiles, is due in theaters July 29th. So they're doing another Jason Bourne flick. Okay. All right, Rihanna. We got some Rihanna news, big news. Rihanna, singer beats Billboard's Hot 100 chart record previously held by the Beatles. Rihanna's song Work held its ninth week at number one on Billboard's Hot 100 charts, which beat the Beatles' previously held record. Mariah Carey holds the top record, spending 79 weeks at number one. Well, that's not no big news if she only beat the Beatles and she's only 9 weeks in. Mariah got 70 more weeks ahead of her. Big ups to Mariah. Mariah, my number is 929. Matter of fact, Mariah can call me anytime. She, I think it's way past due for her to call me. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get to this. We need to get together at work, Mariah. All right, so Waka Flocka Flame. Rapper shares clip of woman apparent to mistake him for Richard Sherman. Okay. Okay, here's a nice one. Diggable Planets. All right. If y'all are real hip hop fans and heads, y'all may know of the Diggable Planets. They had like a jazz infused hip hop sound, and I really liked that sound, and they were really cool with it. So the trio will perform a 9-date tour in July and August. Brooklyn Vegan reported. They're probably vegans. The trio consists of Ishmael Butterfly Butler, Marianne Ladybug Mecca Vieira. And Craig Doodlebug Irving. That's right. Their names were okay. So anyway, let's see what else we got here. Okay, what's this? All right. So we're gonna go to sports now. Let's see what we got going on in sports. NBA playoffs, first round of NBA postseason continues Wednesday. The Hawks defeated the Celtics 89-72 to take a 2-0 series lead, and the Spurs also have a 2-0 series lead after a 94-68 win over the Grizzlies. Three playoff games are scheduled for Wednesday. So my Knicks aren't in the playoffs, so I ain't really paying attention to it. I could care less what they're doing out there. I mean, you know, I don't know. Basketball has kind of lost its fun to me ever since my Knicks has been in the dump. But it is what it is. Let's see. Atlanta Hawks NBA team. We already talked about that. Yada, 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 yada. Okay. That's as far as I want to talk about with the sports. Let's see what else we got. Oh. Science and technology. I saw this as well. I was looking up some stuff on Uber, and I saw this Uber delivery option, and this is what this is talking about. So Uber Eats, meal delivery service ends instant delivery option in New York City. The company announces it had ended the service. Oh, it ended the service in an email to New York customers. The service available in other markets is intended to offer customers select dishes with 10-minute delivery times. Wow, New York is not doing that. There may be a market for that now since they stopped it. Somebody might pick up the ball and run with it. Let's see. Apple. Company releases second-generation MacBook computer with Intel Skylake processor. The new model is built to have faster processors and a longer battery life, Apple said. The new MacBook starts at $1,300 and is available in rose gold, gold, silver, and space gray. That MacBook is one powerful machine. Let's see, Xbox One. Microsoft is prototyping new versions of console, report says. Microsoft is testing several Xbox devices, and a non-disclosure agreement between the Federal Communications Commission and the company is set to expire in June, The Verge reported. What else we got here? I'm just giving y'all a quick stories. Y'all can go check it out on your own. I know some of y'all might be busy, don't have the time to read, and so you don't read much and you don't get information, certain information. So I just bring it to you when I can on this level here. So what we have here, what we have left. All right, pretty much I done dropped just about everything that's really on the top trending, and let's see what we got going on. So we got about less than 10 minutes left to go on the show. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. Remember, if you are not on the line before the 30-minute mark of the show, when we go into the last 15 minutes of the show, then you will not be able to enter into the conversation. So call up now if you're not already on. Call up now so I can see that you're on the line. And if you want to join the conversation, you push 1 at that time. All right, so now what we're going to do, I'm going to go into a quick break. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play one of my singles that will be released soon. Matter of fact, no, we're going to play the one that's currently on iTunes, and that's Paper Chasing. And then from there, you know what? We're going to hold off on that, because somebody wants to say something right now. I see somebody right here on the line. They want to say something.
Come with
Hello,
me.
Black
are you down on doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Alrighty then.
Come
okay.
Is you down doing what I'm talking about?
Okay. Wow. Well, he just came out of nowhere. He just wanted to say something. He got these crazies out here. That's my wild cousin. Anyway, so the caller number is 929-477-3093, the Block Report, and this is Tafari XL. And guess what?
You got me now. Are you figuring me out? You fucking income fucking poop.
Let's go ahead and get into the Flint water crisis. I'm going to start a clip with that, and then we'll go into the music before we'll use the music to transition into the next 15 minutes of the show. So let's see, where is the clip I have? We want to play this clip. This clip you're going to hear, Congressman Elijah Cummings, who was questioning and speaking with the governor of Michigan about the Flint water crisis and his failure to govern. And of course, if you saw the episode info, we asked a couple questions, and I'll ask them again after I play these clips. And the questions are, should the governor of Michigan resign? Should he be charged with criminal charges for his perceived negligence that has caused permanent damage to thousands of children and families? Also, what has taken them so long to resolve the issue? So we're going to ask those questions, and we will deal with those questions and such in a few. Let's play this clip now of the situation. Now, let me see. Oh, it was. Okay, fine. Here it is. First clip.
It looks like almost everyone knew about these problems except you. You were completely missing in action. That's not leadership, do you think?
I was not missing action, Congressman. I had ongoing discussions about a number of water issues in Flint. I received several briefings on it, had a number of discussions, and the continuing response from the experts, whether to Dennis Munchmore or other people, when you look at the record, is they would tell you it was safe.
Now, you can understand why the residents of Flint would be skeptical about what you're saying, right? I mean, they're not like us. I mean, they just know somebody, they say, chief of staff, that sounds like somebody very important, sounds like somebody that would answer directly to the governor. I mean, you can kind of understand that concern, can you?
I absolutely do, sir, and I'm going to have to live with this my entire life.
On your website, but the governor, you know what? You know, I've heard you say that, but I got to tell you, their children have got to live with it, the damage that has been done for the rest of their lives. And it is painfully painful to think that a child could be damaged until the day they die, and that their destiny has been cut off and messed up. So, yeah, you have to live with it, but many of these children will never be what God intended them to be when they were born.
I like the way, so you hear he was talking about the children and how he was also, but before we talk about it, he was talking about how the governor, he doesn't recall certain things, and we're going to play, there was all kinds of communications from his chief of staff and all these people, but the governor, he doesn't know about that. Somehow nobody talked to him about this. His name was conspicuously, I don't know if that's the correct word, but interestingly, not put on certain emails that express certain views by his chief of staff and other officials in high ranking, according to what was going on with this water crisis. So everybody else is talking about there's a problem with this water, but somehow he doesn't know about it. So that's what's very interesting. So we're going to go ahead and play this clip with his chief of staff. Hold on, let me see. We're going to play this other clip. See what this clip is. This may be.
He told the city of Flint that corrosion control.
Oh, no, not that one. So we're going to play this one with his chief of staff and how he was presenting, like how he didn't know anything about it. His chief of staff didn't tell him anything and whatnot and all this and that and that. Let me see if I could find the clip. I thought I had it here. Chief of staff is here. Chief of staff here. Okay, yes, I have it right here.
In February 2015, your chief of staff made the following statement, and I quote, after all, if the GM refuses to use GM as in General Motors, refuses to use the water in their plant, and our own agencies are warning people not to drink it, the differential between what we now collect and what we would pay WSD is not significant. We look pretty stupid hiding behind some financial statement, end of quote. Did you talk to him about the concerns in February 2015?
I can't recall specific discussions, but we had continuing dialogue about color odor issues in the water. We were tracking issues that were resolved on E. coli, then on TTHM. The GM issue was a matter of chloride in the water. It was acceptable, according to our experts, for human consumption. It did create issues.
Although it was rusting away brand new, the water was rusting away brand new parts at GM, it was okay for human consumption. Is that your, and I don't think that was Mr. Early's testimony, by the way.
To put it in perspective, Ranking Member Cummings, these are the kind of red flags, though, I kick myself.
Okay.
You wish you would have asked more questions.
Well, you got some more kicking to do.
I was getting advice that the...
No. I want you to finish your kicks. On March 2nd, 2015, your chief of staff offered the following assessment about Flint. Quote, it's tough for everyday people to listen to financial issues and water mumbo-jumbo when all they see is problems. If we procrastinate much longer in doing something direct, we'll have real trouble, end of quote. Governor, did your chief of staff, your right-hand man, talk to you back there in March?
My chief of staff, we had ongoing discussions. I can't recall a specific discussion in March. We had ongoing discussions, and he was right to raise concerns.
All right.
We took actions, including the maximum grant we were allowed to do was a $2 million grant we did earlier in the year to help Flint with water infrastructure. We also were working on getting filters.
All right,
the pastors came to us.
I'm running out of time, and I want to be obedient to the time restraints.
Right, so you see the chief of staff is also addressing, making these concerns, saying that, you know, we look stupid talking about a money issue, and when people are talking about their water, not being able to drink it or use it to take baths. We have less than a minute to go. The caller number is 929-477-3093. We're going into the last 15 minutes of the show, and it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. It's a Wisdom Wednesday, and we're talking about the Flint water crisis, and we will be on in the next 15 minutes going on. what, remember, you can find the Block Report on facebook.com/ The Block Report, spelled just like how it says in regular English, no slang, TheBlockReport. And you can find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL, and on Twitter at TafariXL. Also, ReverbNation.com/ TafariXL, and on iTunes as well. So we're going to go into some music, and then we'll be right back with The Block Report, The Flint Water Crisis.
I
used to give and give a lot, like give a fuck when I should have not. We used to be cool till your temperature drops. My heart's colder, colder than an ice box. Life, it's all in the learning process. And believe me, I learned a lot. Listen clear so that now when I don't answer, it's cause the level I'm at, which niggas can't get on. Took some life lessons and I got wiser. Can't get shit from me now like a miser. Everything I got, I have paid for. Every dollar I spent, I can make more. I'ma give y'all something for y'all to hate for. Got love for the world, just love me way more. Raw lyrics, this that uncut and pure. Life's a bitch and I'm fucking a raw dog.
I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. You got me now, or you figured me out. You got me now, you got me.
You see what I'm saying? You don't have any idea what the hell's going on. If you knew what the hell was going on in your own system, then you'd say, now I see what's creating this. Society's creating this.
I turned down nothing but my collar. Two more miles on the track than an Impala. Take my lead vocals, they're there for you to follow. Solid earth, nothing I think could be hollow. Golden boy with the golden glove, cheetah. In New York, I'm the boss of his stripes, who can beat him? Shoes stayed and coaches speak, now beef with Peter. Guns loaded up, pointing at my enemies retreating. I say the truth will bring you freedom. Now that statement right there bears some repeating. No one's gonna give it to you if you need it. You gotta take it as soon as you see it. The quicker you see it, the quicker it's fleeing. The choice is yours, you can take it or leave it. Is it worth fighting for and you bleeding? It is if what you say, you believe it.
I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. You got me now, or you figured me out. You got me now, you got me.
I'm both negative and positive. Are you good and evil?
I'm good.
I'm everything.
You're evil?
I'm everything, man.
I'm everything.
You don't understand me. That's your trouble. Not my fault because you don't understand me. I don't understand you either. You don't understand me. That's your trouble. Not my fault because you don't understand me. I don't understand you either.
I'm flowing
straight from the survival scroll.
I'm flowing
straight from the survival scroll.
I'm flowing
straight from the survival scroll. You
I'm
got me
flowing.
Now, you figured me out. You got me now, you got me.
I'm everything. And everyone. Yeah, I'm flowing. Every legend has a beginning. Some start out more modest than others.
Yeah, back again with the Block Report. That's the joint right there. I'm flowing by TafariXL. I ain't released that yet, so y'all getting a sneak peek preview. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be on the Written in Blood tape that I have coming out soon, too. Now, we're going into more about the Flint water crisis, and we were just talking about how the governor, his chief of staff, was basically expressing all these concerns and warnings, and how the governor basically was not responding or reacting. So we're going to play another clip with Congressman Elijah Cummings addressing the governor and talking to him about how he's under oath.
Let's talk about emails, Governor Snyder. You have represented to the public that you were unaware of the disaster building in Flint until September 2015. I find it hard to believe that a crisis of this magnitude completely escaped your attention for so long. It is clear that your senior staff, people who report directly to you daily, were very aware of what was taking place in Flint. October 12, 2014, one of your top advisors wrote an email to your chief of staff, Dennis Muchmore, saying this, and I quote, "As you know, there have been problems with the Flint water quality since they left the DWSD system, which was a decision by the emergency manager there. I think that we should ask the emergency manager to consider coming back to the Detroit system in full or in part as an interim solution to both the quality and now the financial problems that the current solution is causing. I see this as an urgent matter to fix." End of quote. Governor, did your chief of staff, who I assume reports directly to you, your right-hand man, did he tell you these concerns urgently needed to be fixed in October 2014? Did he tell you that?
I don't recall. I recall during that time period we had issues, and I got briefings, and we discussed the issues about color and odor of the water. There was also a concern about E. coli.
Okay, you said.
So there were several issues, but none of them related to lead because these.
But you knew there was a problem with the water.
Again,
you get the email? Did you?
I did not get that email.
Okay.
I
remind you, you're under oath.
To my knowledge, I did not receive that.
Okay, email. I hear you.
So you hear that. The congressman is approaching him saying, listen, you didn't get these emails. These people is talking all of this stuff with all these concerns and saying how the people are going to judge us on this and how we're fouling up. And this gentleman, he had to remind him, you're under oath, because he's saying he had no knowledge of it. It's just really crazy. So the question back to the beginning of the show is, should the governor of Michigan resign? I think he should. I think he showed a lack of, he showed some negligence, and he showed a lack of governance, which he was supposed to be responsible for, because these people work for him, and all this information being passed back and forth and concerns by his chief of staff, high officials, and yet still he failed to act, and he failed to do anything, and the situation just got worse and worse. Also, another question, should he be charged with criminal charges? I think that's something that should be looked into, and especially now I think it's still a crime what's going on, because what's taking so long for them to resolve the issue? They're going through a process of the governor is not freeing up the money that the state has available to help resolve the issue. He's going through all these kinds of changes and holding back. There's the people they have to go down to like some water dispensary to go pick up their water. You know, they can't get the water delivered to them. So it's an extra expense and hassle on them for them to get clean water. The one thing they did is that they did something where so that the people are not charged on their water bill. And also, you know, so they're taking very long to change out the pipes. They're taking very long they're not making it any easier for the people, because they have the people still going to go collect their water instead of having the water delivered to them. The people did not cause this problem. His administration did. Why are the people going through these changes? Because of what he's done. The question was put out there, do you think it was a racial thing and whatnot? Well, that remains to be seen. One can make the case for that, but one knows this for sure, that a situation like this would never happen in a wealthy community, whether white or black, I don't know, but a wealthy community, people where they have resources and money, a situation like this would not happen. And if it did, especially the wealthier suburbs of Michigan, I know it would not happen up there. And if it did, if it even occurred, there would be a swift movement to fix and resolve the issue, or heads would be rolling. But you see, poor people, and black people on a whole in this society, in this country, have been the doormats for people who get into position of power in the government and in the state and municipalities. So just to let you know that. Well, anyway, we're going out. It was a Wisdom Wednesday show on the Block Report with your host, Tafar IXL. I hope you enjoy your day. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of your week. And we hope to see you or at least be with you. You'll be with us. We hope you'll be with us on Friday for the Forward Friday show. And, of course, you know on Sunday we do the Super Sunday Music Mix Show at 11 p.m. So we hope you'll be with us, and we hope to hear from you. It's the Block Report with Tafar IXL. We're going to go out with one more joint. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to play the full entire song of It Feels Like, which is my next single, which will be my next single that will be released through Sound Alive Records / Sony. And it's a joint basically just relating to all types of different situations and things that people go through. Because what I talk about mainly is life. I talk about all kinds of things, but everything comes from the reality and what my reality is and what I've seen and what I've been able to observe and perceive. And remember that reality is personal, and it's subjective to the person who is perceiving it. So therefore, my reality might not be your reality, so you may disagree with some of the things that I say that is real and what is true. But the thing is, what is for me is for me, and what's for you is for you. Hopefully, we can get along at the same time. So anyway, this is It Feels Like, and then I'm out of here. Peace.
Tafar Rye, yo, they wanna know how it feels,
let them know.
It feels like a punch to your chest, it feels like a gun to your neck, it feels like a plate to your gut, it feels just like a kick in the nuts, it feels like I can't get no higher, it feels like I can't get no flyer, it feels like I'm just too inspired, it feels like can't no one test me.
Through rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They try bottling me up like I was a pill. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, hard to steal. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up. Ever since the youngest, seeing life's good and bad. My friend's mom hooked a crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail, please accept this call. I need money quick, get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind. Knocked out the sales, making it through while grandma prays. I hope in one day that her grandkids get saved. Through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like
baby, I gotta let you know shit is real. Love and your feelings don't pay the bills. I know you was in love with it, want the thrills. And now that it's gone, there's a void to fill. You was supposed to keep it tight and warm. I was supposed to be loyal, stay royal. Then I started seeing some changes in you. That night we screwed and I already knew. You have been giving up my pussy to another, but you thought that I might never discover. You have played a good role, almost had me sold. Now that I know, bitch, you got to go. Make room for the next bitch to walk in the dough. I'm through talking, I ain't talking no more. Imagine me all broken up over some hoe, especially when she creeping with some other Joe.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
I'm kicking to you nothing but strictly facts, kid. Fuck the verbal cartwheels and the backflip. My life's right out of the movie The Last Dawn. On stage or off, I'm still a fucking phenom. To be armed is to be forewarned. Whether it's hail, fire, or windstorm, follow your heart and you can never go wrong. I'm still a soldier going to war through song.
It feels like